The Air Force and CACI recently inked an agreement for the company to support crucial satellite operations for the next 7 years. The deal is worth nearly $500 million. Joining me with details, John Mengucci, Chief Operating Officer and President of U.S. Operations at CACI. And John, good to have you on.
Tom, thank you. It's great to be with you today as well.
We're talking about the Air Force, which operates lots of satellites. Give us a sense of the mission, first of all, that you are supporting here.
Yeah, sure. So, Tom, as you can imagine, space is an important dimension of our national security strategy, and CACI will be providing operations, maintenance, and sustainment of the Air Force Satellite Control Network, or AFSCN. This is a satellite control network that supports the U.S. Air Force Space Command's Space and Missile System Center. The support includes a few aspects. First, on-site, on-console operations, on-site maintenance, and technical support at a network of worldwide Air Force satellite remote tracking stations.
Now, are these satellites in service only for the Air Force, or do they service all of DOD?
Yeah, Tom, they are servicing the U.S. Air Force as well as other defense customers out there today.
And primarily communications, or is it also observation and command and control type functions?
Mostly communications.
And how many satellites actually are involved here?
That is a number that we're not able to share, but it's safe to say that this constellation of various satellites does have worldwide coverage.
It's classified, in other words.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. And when you say maintenance of a satellite, what does that mean? I mean, you can't go up there and polish it and clean the lenses off and blow the dust out.
Right. Well, what we're doing as part of this contract is to provide depot maintenance and repairs and systems and software engineering support for the facilities that are located out in Colorado Springs and all of these other remote tracking stations. So we will be performing sustainment modifications and special studies associated with the AFSCN, and also support testing to ensure space vehicle compatibility with the AFSCN prior to launch.
Most of the processing then takes place on the ground, and the satellites just beam down whatever it is they beam down, but it has to be processed and trafficked and moved around the Earth once it does reach a ground station?
Yes, that is absolutely correct. And what our primary task of our ground operations is actually to create a link between a satellite and a satellite operations center that's responsible for command and control of that satellite system. So a little different than the operational information, our operations consists of a 24/7 on-console staffing at 7 worldwide telemetry, tracking, and command tracking stations that allows the Satellite Operations Center to command pre-launch, launch, early orbit, and on-orbit support and resolution for the Department of Defense and National Space Assets.
So however many satellites they have now in this fleet, they've got more coming, sounds like.
Yes, and one of the things that we are involved in is, you know, as I mentioned, pre-launch, launch, and early orbit activities. So these really consist of ensuring that the satellite can correctly interface with the AFSCN prior to launch, and then during launch rehearsals. So during launch, we will pass satellite telemetry data to the System Operations Center, and once the satellite reaches orbit, our operators establish the initial link so the Systems Operations Center can determine initial health and status. So has that satellite been launched well? Is it in the appropriate order, orbit, and the like?
We're speaking with John Mengucci. He's Chief Operating Officer and President of U.S. Operations at CACI. When a satellite is launched, then before it goes, they have to be assured that it's going to be able to talk with the existing satellites. It was designed that way, but you got to make sure that it doesn't go up there and become a blank in terms of what the other satellites can see and hear.
Yes, and what's very crucial is that it will be the system that we are the partner on to make absolutely certain that once that satellite does reach orbit, that our operators can be assured we can establish that link. We'll get the initial health and status of that satellite and then ensure proper functioning in an efficient manner so that we can then turn that satellite over to the mission operation centers where that satellite does its actual day-to-day, hour-to-hour mission.
But your staff will be there 24/7 at these 7 ground stations, watching everything and making and executing what the Air Force wants done with them?
Yes, absolutely so. And what a typical satellite support consists of is an operator configuring the ground station, all the associated antennas for the specific satellite to be commanded, and then positioning that antenna to acquire, meaning establish a link between the satellite and the satellite operations center, and track the vehicle across the sky for the duration of that satellite support.
So are these higher or lower than geosynchronous? I'm not up on my math here, or can you say?
That I can't, other than saying yes, both.
Okay, it's somewhere, but since they have to be tracked, they're obviously not in geosynchronous orbit, but in some other level of the sky.
Absolutely correct, Tom.
And these satellites, in general, can be repositioned and moved and changed around as the Air Force needs?
Yes, I think, once we're, what our operation is really to make sure that we're maintaining a satellite that is out in orbit. So our day-to-day mission is making sure that once that satellite has been inserted into the appropriate orbit and traveling at the correct velocity, that the Satellite Operations Center performs all the on-orbit maintenance of that satellite by constantly recalculating and forecasting what that orbit path's going to be, making sure that the health and status data is as we expect, try to determine any corrective actions, maybe fire an individual booster that gets it more directly into its orbit, and then if necessary, sending the appropriate command and control instructions to that satellite to take whatever corrective action is required.
What kind of people does it require to be able to do this for the Air Force?
Well, Tom, terrific question. It actually takes a mix of software engineering talent, satellite operations talent, folks who understand data analytics, folks who understand network topologies and the like. So both folks who have a good understanding of what satellite operations is, as well as software engineering, software programming, and the like skills.
And where do you learn to be a satellite operator? Are these all people formerly of the Air Force, or is there satellite school somewhere?
Yeah, some are. Some have started off as software engineers, system engineers perhaps, in the satellite world and understood more about how the satellites operate and the type of maintenance actions that are required. And those are the folks that we're always out there looking for.
What are some of the cybersecurity aspects of all of this?
Yeah, as we're all very aware, cybersecurity is extremely important. And the data links that are operating between the Site Operations Center and those individual satellites have a wealth of cyber protection on them. As you can imagine, those are links that we don't want any adversary getting in the middle of. And it's up to us to, as part of our operations and maintenance job, to continue to keep all those links as well as with our partner very well protected.
There's lots of types of federal contracts. This one sounds like kind of an exciting one.
Yeah, Tom. Actually, it's it's an extension of our market-based strategy and alignment for this company, CACI, to pursue larger and even more enduring and complex solutions based work. And that's what this CAM award really is that we have discussed here. As our nation continues to face a broad spectrum of security threats, we are well positioned to provide not only some of the services work, so people to help augment government staffs, but also large-scale solutions work such as this CAMO award. And we're extremely excited to be supporting this new customer.
John Mangucci is Chief Operating Officer and President of U.S. Operations at CACI. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Tom.
You can find links to more about this contract and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.